You know, I took over the golf tournament many years ago that JP did, the PAL tournament, and we, for many years, gave all of the money, millions of dollars, to a Detroit PAL, and happily so. We expanded. When they expanded and they had their own fundraising going on, we continued what we were doing in a separate vein, and we added some additional recipients, which has worked out very well. We've spread the wealth. And in fact, they were kind enough to do something for us afterwards at PAL. They opened up the Paul W. and Kim Smith Family Conference Room, which I still haven't been to, but I've seen the pictures and it looks beautiful. And I can only hope that the new PAL CEO, Fred Hunter, will keep that room alive. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Great to be here with you this morning. And yes, the room will be alive and excited to have you come see it in person.
Well, we're looking forward to doing that. We're going to make time and do that. And let me congratulate you as the next and new Chief Executive Officer, having been a 1992 University of Michigan men's basketball captain for the famous team, which included the Fab Five and all of that. And you've devoted yourself to positively impacting the lives of children in Detroit, and that's what PAL is all about. What a good fit!
Yeah, it's a wonderful fit. You know, I've grew up in Detroit, and for me, my heart, Paul W., has always been about kids. It's been about the city and community, and you know, finding Detroit PAL and being able to work there over 20 years, it's just you know, when you can go someplace and you just know that's where you are, and your talents and gifts can, you know, help the community and help others, it's the right place to be.
Well, in this new position and with your 20 years experience, you know what you're doing and bringing to the table. You'll be now responsible for that shaping of the organization's future programming, the overall direction, cultivating vital community relationships. I don't want to say constant battle, but it is a constant part of your job, keeping relevant with the businesses you need to help support what you need to do. And do you have any special plans or ways that you might be reaching out, or are you asking for specific help that you can use this big megaphone right now to tell people if they want to get involved in helping PAL?
Yeah, 100%. You know, Detroit PAL has been here for 53 years, and we're committed, and we're good, and the best is yet to come. And, you know, from our standpoint, and for me personally, you know, to have a great future, you know, here in Detroit, in the greater Detroit region, you have to invest in young people. Young people are seriously our future. And you know, Paul W., just thinking about the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic and the cheerleaders, you know, that come in.
Yeah.
It is a perfect picture of the power of Detroit PAL, because you've got Coach Pott, who's a mentor and, you know, sees the best in young people. And you have the girls that just raise up to the standard that she sets, and then they're able to achieve excellence. And then we also follow that up with exposure to, you know, future opportunities for their career and education. So we bring all those things together, but we need corporate and other partners to continue helping us do the great work that we're doing.
And how do people do that? You know, I know there are people listening right now that don't play golf, don't come to the tournament, have no interest. There are ways when you go online to paulwsmithgolf.com to help out in that way. But overall, year-round, you need help. How do people go about doing that? And what do you have available for people who want to not only give of their money, but want to give of their time to help out, be a mentor, be a coach, however they might be able to impact those great kids at PAL? What do they do?
Yeah, they reach us and contact us. First step I would take is going to our website, DetroitPAL.org, because it gives you a flavor of just the passion and the energy and commitment of our staff and what we do with young people, and also connects to our social media. Second, we believe that it's time, talent, and treasure. So, yes, donations to Detroit PAL are key and important, especially those monthly commitments and multi-year commitments. But volunteers are so vital and important to us. You know, Rocket Mortgage has, you know, really contributed a lot with our recent summer activities. So, you know, and talent. You know, we need people that are committed to Detroit, that want to do good things, and can bring their special skill sets to help us do what we do.
Well, you're the right guy at the right time. Detroit native, graduated from University of Detroit Jesuit High School, attended The University of Michigan received his BA in psychology. Most notably, he was a walk-on and captain of the 1992 Michigan basketball team, which included the Fab Five, making that memorable run to the national title game against Duke. But you have been involved with youth and involved in Detroit all of your life, and we appreciate that now you have a very big and important position as the new chief executive officer of the Detroit PAL. Congratulations, Fred Hunter. Any way we can help, don't hesitate to call us, please.
Yep, I will. And thank you, Paul W. Appreciate your continued support.
Well, we'll always support you any way that we possibly can, and we will eventually get there to see that meeting room. I've heard a lot about it, seen pictures, looks great. We're honored. We'll be there. 7:44 at 760 WJR. Paul W. Smith Show on a Monday morning edition, still about 66 degrees.